Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Marv Rickard. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doyle Lade. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Doyle Lade. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Gustin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Howell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Sewell. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Rip Sewell. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck takes first base on ball four. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heck moves to second. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a line drive into center field. Russell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Russell. Heck scores. Pafko moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lade fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell takes first base on ball four. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russell moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Russell scores. Gustin moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doyle Late is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Late hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morello moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth misplays the ball. That's an error on Bloodworth. Lowry moves to third. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lowry scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, Cubs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Scheffing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to third. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg has Nicholson trapped. There's the throw to Howell and over to Gustine, who tags Nicholson for the out. Scheffing moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Late fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gustine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Pirates. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a pop-up towards third. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doyle Late is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Late is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Late hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Westlake. Lowry reaches second base with a double. Late moves to third. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson is walked intentionally. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Howell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-2 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rickard scoops it up and throws to first, with late covering, for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gustine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doyle Late is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Late is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Late hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Morello moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Westlake. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Morello scores. Lowry goes all the way around to score. Nicholson moves to third. It's 4-3, Cubs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-2 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Morello. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Westlake moves to second. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scheffing hits a line drive towards short. Cox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-3 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Russell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gustin hits a pop-up towards first. Rickard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Morello hits a line drive towards third. Gustin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doyle Late is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Late is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Late hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kiner hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Greenberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Wiedelman pinch runs for Hank Greenberg. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 3 in the game. Westlake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wiedelman moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. LB Fletcher now playing first base. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Lowry hits a pop-up towards third. Gustin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Pafko is hit by the pitch. Nicholson moves to second. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Cully Rickard pinch hits for Dixie Howell. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sockold pinch hits for Rip Sewell. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold bunts towards first. Rickard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sockold for the out. Rickard moves to second. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a line drive towards third. Hack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Late fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.